practicing the biblical principles of what a church should be, and manifesting the truth of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is the Voice of Faith. So then, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God.
Well, thank you, Hap Ritchie, and good morning to each and every one of you. What a joy it is to be able to be gathered around the radio once again with another edition of the Voice of Faith radio broadcast originating from the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona, Pennsylvania, the United States of America. I'm Pastor Gary Dahl, and thank you so very much for the pleasure of your company as we do gather around the radio with the intent to prepare our hearts to worship the Lord in spirit and in truth at a good, solid, Bible-believing local church. And I trust that you will go to church today because that would be a benefit to you and it would bring honor and glory to God. Today, let's begin with that good old hymn of the faith entitled Christ Returneth, as we do as Christians look forward to the second coming of Christ. Here's the song, Christ Returneth.
It may be at morn when the day is awaking, when sunlight through darkness and shadow is breaking, that Jesus will come in the fullness of glory to receive from the world his own. O Lord Jesus, how long till we shout the glad song, Christ returneth, hallelujah, hallelujah, amen, hallelujah, amen, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
While hosts cry, Hosanna from heaven, descend.
Oh, we don't know when it's going to take place, but one of these days, as it says in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, we will hear the voice of the archangel, the trump of God will blare forth, and Jesus Christ will shout and say, come up hither. And we as Christians will go home to be with the Lord in heaven. And what a day that'll be. It could be today. That's why I so often say, keep looking up, because we never know when the Lord is going to come again. Well, it is a delight to have you there by the radio, and certainly we love the opportunity that we have to bring you these broadcasts every Sunday morning at this same time. But if we can never serve you personally, please don't hesitate to contact us. You may call us at the Faith Baptist Church, and our phone number is 814-944-2894. That's 814-944-2894. Or if you want, go ahead and write us a letter. We still take snail mail as it is. And of course, that would be the Faith Baptist Church, 31540 the Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania. That's the Faith Baptist Church, 31540 the Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. You can go to our website, which is www.fbcaltoona.org, and learn more about our ministry, as well as you can contact us by way of email. And that email address is fbc@fbcaltoona.org. But we'd love to be able to minister to you personally, more so than just on the radio. And as a matter of fact, we'd invite you to drop by and visit us at the church today, where we will be having Sunday school at 9:30 this morning. Our morning service will be at 10:30, and then our evening service tonight at 6 o'clock. And of course, every Wednesday night, we have our midweek service with our children and youth ministries, as well as single moms ministry at 6:30. And then at 7 o'clock in the evening, we have our prayer meeting and Bible study. And Dr. Chris Davis is giving us a great teaching through the book of Ephesians. And so I would invite you to come on out and visit us at any one of our services. Sunday morning at Sunday school at 9:30, morning service at 10:30, evening service at 6 o'clock, and then midweek service at 6:30 and 7 o'clock. We'd love to have you drop by and visit us. Of course, our desire is that you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. And I want to ask you this morning, do you know the Lord? If you would have died last night, would you be with the Lord Jesus Christ in heaven, or would you be on your way to a Christless eternity in the lake of fire? Only you know that answer. Another question is, can you find a time in your life where, having realized that you were a sinner, that you trusted Jesus Christ as your Savior? For me, that was July the 17th, 1964, a long time ago. But what about you? If you cannot find a time where you called upon the name of the Lord Jesus to ask Him to save you, then chances are you're not a Christian. And if Christ would have come last night, or if you would have died last night, you would not be with Him in heaven. You would be on your way to a Christless eternity, separated from Jesus Christ in the lake of fire. Why don't you right now call upon the name of the Lord and say, Lord Jesus, I trust you to save me. And if you make that your personal prayer, all that you need to do is say, Lord Jesus, I trust you to save me. If you make that your personal prayer, again, I reiterate that. If you make that your personal prayer, in other words, if those words are the expression of your heart in asking the Lord Jesus Christ to save you, He will save you. He will give you eternal life. The Bible says that we've all sinned and have come short of the glory of God. And the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. And whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved, which means to be delivered from sin, its power, its penalty, and its presence through faith in Jesus Christ alone. So why don't you right now, if you've never done it, simply say, Lord Jesus, I trust you to save me. And then mark this date down on a piece of paper or in a Bible if you have one, so that you will remember the day in which you called upon the name of the Lord. And then, of course, I would invite you to contact us here at the church, because we have a little booklet that we'd like to send you that's entitled, Now That I Believe, which will enable you to understand what you've done today in trusting Jesus Christ as Savior. So contact us. If you've made that decision for Christ, call us right now, 814-944-2894. Leave a voicemail there, and we will get back to you, because we want to help you grow in the Lord Jesus Christ. Let's pray. Father, I thank you for the opportunity that we have to gather around the radio today. And I do pray that if there's even one under the sound of my voice who has not yet trusted Jesus Christ as Savior, that this moment would be the day and the moment and the time in which they would call upon the name of your Son and ask Him to save them. Father, please work in their hearts by your Holy Spirit, that they may come to know Christ, whom to know aright is life eternal and life abundant. And we'll give you the praise and thanksgiving for it. Now, Father, I pray that as we go throughout the rest of this broadcast, that you will take it and use it for your honor and glory. For after all, that's the reason we do it. Not for us, not for the church, not for those who are listening, but to glorify you. And may you be praised and exalted is my prayer. In Jesus' name, amen. Here's another song as it relates to the second coming of Christ. It's simply entitled, When We See Christ. Thank you. From the spiritual bread box of the Word of God, we turn to Isaiah chapter 41 and verse 10. Isaiah chapter 41 and verse 10, where the Word of God says, "Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee, yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness." That's Isaiah chapter 41 and verse 10. And now before I deliver a message on the second coming of Christ, let's listen to another song entitled, "What a Day That Will Be When We See the Lord Jesus Christ." Here it is, "What a Day That Will Be." You know, from the time that I was a child, I can remember people talking about the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. And down through the years, I've heard people give messages on the second coming of Christ. I've heard people set dates for the second coming of Jesus Christ, and yet we're still here. But the fact of the matter is, Jesus Christ will come again, and no man, no one at all on the face of the earth, even in heaven, only God the Father knows exactly when that will take place. But the Bible speaks a lot about the second coming of Christ, and when it does, we need to keep in mind that the second coming of Christ will have a twofold event, or will be a twofold event. First of all, there is the rapture, when Christians will be caught up to meet the Lord in the air, and that could happen today. That can happen at any moment. And then 7 years later, after there's a time of great tribulation on the face of the earth, Jesus will literally come to the earth and establish his kingdom on earth. Now, that first stage of the second coming of Christ, called the rapture, is found in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 16 and 17. And the second stage, where Jesus Christ comes back to establish his kingdom on earth, is found in the book of the Revelation, chapter 19. But in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 16 and 17, we see these words, where it clearly says, "For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord." That's called the rapture. That could take place at any time. We don't know when it's going to happen, but it could take place even before the end of this radio broadcast today. And those of us who know Christians, those of us who know the Lord as Christians, will be caught up to meet the Lord in the air with others who've gone on before us. It's going to be a tremendous time. Those who've already died and gone on before us, their spirit will reunite with their body in the grave. The body will come up out of the grave. And of course, those of us who are alive will be caught up together to meet them in the air, to meet them with the Lord in the air. It's going to be something great and fantastic to look forward to. That could happen today. And what I want to do today is just give a few thoughts concerning the second coming of Christ. First of all, let's look at the promise of the second coming of Christ. Certainly what we have here in 1 Thessalonians 4 is the promise concerning the rapture. But when we go back to the Gospel of John chapter 14, where the Lord Jesus Christ is speaking to his disciples, he gives them the promise of his second coming when he says this, John chapter 14, verse 2, "In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also." That's the rapture. You see, when Jesus Christ ascended up into heaven, he went back to heaven, and since then, he has been working to prepare a place for those of us who know him by trusting him as our personal Lord and Savior. And one of these days, he is going to come again. That's his promise. But even over in Acts chapter 1, where the Lord Jesus Christ ascended up into heaven, it says that while he was ascending up into heaven, that angels stood by and said this in Acts chapter 1, verse 11, "Ye men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus, which is taken up from you into heaven, shall so come in like manner as ye have seen him go into heaven." That's the promise concerning the second coming of Christ, the rapture. And we don't have time to get into it this morning, but you can read in Revelation chapter 22, verses 7, 12, and 20, where Jesus says, "Surely I come quickly." So the promise of the second coming of Christ is real. The second point I want to highlight is the purpose of the second coming of Christ. Why is Jesus going to come again? Well, we go back to John chapter 14, and we see that answer in verse 3, where Jesus says, "And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also." The reason why Jesus Christ is coming again is to take us into his presence. He wants us to spend eternity with him in heaven, in a land without tears, in a time without end. And I trust that when Jesus comes again, that you'll go to be with him in heaven, because only Christians will do that. No saved person, no person who has rejected Christ will spend eternity with Jesus Christ in heaven. They will spend eternity separated from Jesus Christ in the lake of fire. But Jesus will come again in that first stage of the second coming called the rapture to take those of us who are saved, those of us who are Christians, home to be with him in heaven. And we say, "Amen, even so come, Lord Jesus." The third thing I want to highlight today is the prospect of the second coming of Christ. When will Christ return? Well, the fact of the matter is, nobody knows the answer to that. Only God the Father knows that. This has been a question that people have been asking down through the years. And I don't know how many times in my lifetime I've heard preachers, prophecy teachers, set a date concerning the second coming of Christ. But nobody knows. If you find somebody that says, I know when Jesus Christ is coming again, don't listen to them anymore, because they really do not know when Jesus Christ is coming again. Just before Jesus Christ ascended up into heaven, he was talking to his disciples there outside the city of Jerusalem. In Acts chapter 1 and verse 7, it says, Jesus said to them, it is not for you to know the times or the seasons which the Father has put in his own power. Here's the fact. God the Father alone knows when Jesus Christ is coming again. Even the Lord Jesus himself doesn't know that. It's unimaginable that the Father has kept a secret from the Son, but nevertheless, he has. Only God the Father knows when the rapture is going to happen. And so when you come across a person who says, I know when the rapture is going to take place, you remind them that only the Father knows. We see that in the Word of God. Over in the book of Matthew chapter 24, we find these words. As the Lord Jesus Christ is talking concerning his second coming, he says, but of that day and hour knoweth no man, no, not the angels of heaven, but my Father only. Only God the Father knows when Jesus Christ is coming again. So the prospect of the second coming is that it could happen any moment. Indeed, the very first stage of the second coming of Christ that we call the rapture, as I described for you there in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 16 and 17, that could happen in the next instant, in the next minute, in the next hour. It could happen at any time. But nobody, only the Father in heaven, knows. But that leads us to the preparation for the second coming of Christ. My question to you is, do you want to go to be with the Lord Jesus Christ when he comes again? Then I would encourage you to call upon the name of the Lord and ask him to save you. Because if Jesus Christ comes again and you don't know him, you will go into what the Bible calls the Great Tribulation Period, which is a time of trouble and wrath on the earth, such as the earth has never experienced before. And then ultimately, you will be cast into the eternal lake of fire because you've not trusted Jesus Christ as Savior. I would encourage you to call upon the name of the Lord today. Ask him to save you. Simply say, Lord Jesus, I trust you to save me. Call upon the name of the Lord. Ask him to save you, and he will. So that when the rapture happens, you'll go to be with him in heaven, in the land without tears, in a time without end, not into eternal separation from him in the lake of fire. The choice is yours. If you know Christ, when the rapture happens, you'll be with him in heaven. If you don't know Christ, when the rapture happens, you'll go into eternal separation from him, ultimately in the lake of fire. What decision will you make today? Beloved, Jesus is coming again. We don't know when. Make sure that you know by right now saying, Lord Jesus, I trust you to save me. And if you make that your prayer, contact us here at the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona, and we will send you some information that will help you to get started right in your Christian life. Well, thank you for joining us today. Until next Sunday, I trust that you'll go to church today and then join us next Sunday with another edition of The Voice of Faith coming to you from the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona, Pennsylvania. God bless you. Keep looking up. And remember, the best is yet to come, for Jesus could return again today. Amen.
Let me take just an extra moment or so to remind all of you that should you want to get in touch with the Faith Baptist Church, or should you need to get in touch with us, we'd be delighted to hear from you. Here's our website, www.fbcaltoona.org. That's www.fbcaltoona.org. Give us a call, 814-944-2894. Or better yet, come visit us this morning. We'll have Sunday school at 9:30, morning worship at 10:30, and tonight's service at 6, with a full slate of services Wednesday, 6:30 for the youngsters, 7 o'clock for the youth and adults. Faith Baptist Church here in Altoona, Pennsylvania, is located at 315 40th Street in the Highland Park section of the city, right down from Mansion Park. Till we greet you today in church, 9:30, 10:30, and 6 tonight, or next week by way of radio on this, your favorite station, or on the internet, I'm Brother Hap, and on behalf of Dr. Gary G. Dull and the family of faith, we encourage you to keep looking up, and thanks for listening to the Voice of Faith.